Welcome back to The Marriage Melody, where we are composing a lifetime of love and happiness with our husband. I am your host, Rivka Harper. Last time, we were learning some appreciation methods to try to fill our constantly empty appreciation bucket, or this oxygen that we don't have. Hopefully, some of the methods worked for you, or perhaps you used them as a springboard and came up with your own methods. Don't worry if things didn't go as well as you were hoping. Remember, marriage is a journey and at times requires trial and error. Every relationship is different. Keep working on it and remember that even if you only get a little oxygen, it can really go a long way. And as always, remember to speak kindly and sweetly to your husband. Use your own words and charm, and remember to send up a little prayer beforehand. Today we're going to talk about one of the pillars of marriage, trust. Without it, the relationship, or any relationship for that matter, cannot continue and it falls apart. At its very core, trust is the confidence we have in our husband's intentions, his actions, and his words, and the confidence he has in ours. It's knowing that there's someone that we can count on to be there, someone who is going to hold our heart with care and is going to be there for us, both in the happy times as well as in the challenging times. Trust means feeling safe in your relationship, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Emotional trust is where we feel secure enough to share our innermost, deepest thoughts, our fears, and our dreams without worrying about any negative repercussions. Mental trust is very simple, just being reliable, being truthful and honest, and keeping our promises. It involves trusting that you both will engage and handle disagreements with care and understanding, or at least try to, which creates a safe place for being open and for being honest with each other. Physical trust is where we feel physically protected and cherished with no fear of intentional physical harm. And spiritual trust is that deep confidence that your relationship is guided by a shared and higher purpose. In other words, trust is one of the foundations that holds everything else in the marriage together. The trust is what allows us to be vulnerable and to be open, knowing that we have each other's back. If we didn't have it, we don't have trust. Even the smallest misunderstandings can become these big, major obstacles. And we have to realize that it's not created overnight. It's similar to love, where trust is created through all these countless small moments of consistency with honesty and with the intentional care. When trust is present, it creates this huge, strong bond that can weather storms and deepens our love. Well, let us take a look at some of the ways that we can create trust. One way is just by being consistent in things that we say and things that we do. When you know that you both do what you say you will do, and that your actions are aligned with what your values are, it brings this deep sense of security to the relationship. And one of the ways of doing it is, as I said, keeping your promises, even the small ones. It's very easy to overlook the little commitments that we have, but you should know that each time you follow through with them, it reinforces the trust you have in each other. Whether it's showing up on time or following through with some other small act of kindness, these moments add up and they become the foundation of trust. The next one is to be open and honest. Even if this may seem obvious, it's very important to remember it and have it at the front part of our brain. When you are transparent, when you are very clear and you're open with your thoughts, whether your feelings and your intentions, it allows your husband to get to know who you really are. Things aren't always going to go the way you planned. You're meeting with your husband for lunch, but you get into traffic and it's very heavy today. Well, give your husband a call and just give him a heads up that the traffic is not doing well and you're going to be a little bit late. He might still be frustrated that you're not there on time, but when you have the courtesy and you have the respect for your husband, you keep him informed about things that are not in your control, then his frustration is not going to be towards you. However, if you're frequently finding that there is unusual traffic at lunchtime all the time, then maybe you want to consider calling it the new norm and adding a few extra moments to your travel time. Now, the next one is going to be a little difficult for some people. But in order to have trust and to build this trust, we have to learn to be vulnerable. And again, there are some people who it's very difficult for, especially if there's some sort of past trauma that's lurking either in your background or your husband's background. However, this is something that's very, very important to have. This ability to feel safe enough to let down your guard and to show not just your strengths, but also your deepest fears and your weaknesses is something just very, very beautiful that you can do for your before your relationship. And this intimate sharing of, you know, the thing that is, we don't tell other people all the time, or at all maybe, this intimate sharing really is what brings two people together. It's what really causes the bond between a husband and wife to become strong. But this openness and being able to be vulnerable can only grow when you trust that what you share will be held with care. In a healthy relationship, in a healthy marriage, secrets are guarded. They're not gossiped about. Knowing that your husband will not betray your confidence creates the secure space where you can be you and share your innermost self, whatever it happens to be. And this is obvious, but it goes both ways, especially for a lot of us women. Make sure your husband is not the subject of your gossiping. He should know that his thoughts and feelings are safe and secure with you. Okay, so now you're gonna say, this is fine, this is dandy. If I was this perfect person, I could do this. But we all know that life happens and it usually gets in our way. I promised to meet my husband for lunch, but there was a huge accident on the way and I was late. I really meant to take the clothes to the cleaners, but there was just so much to do that it left my mind and I forgot. It's not that I didn't want to do it. It's just that we're human and we make mistakes. Okay, so the occasional slip up, those usually can be weathered just fine. But it really is when there's always seems to be an excuse, and having an excuse becomes the norm, that's where it leaves this huge negative effect, and it really starts to erode the marriage very quickly. And if it's not stopped and addressed, it can lead to the breakdown in the marriage. So maybe I have a marriage where I don't fully trust my husband, or maybe he doesn't fully trust me. Is there anything that we can do to rebuild it? And thankfully, the answer is usually yes. Just note that it takes time and it depends on how broken it is. You know, the more broken it is, the longer it'll take to repair. And you might find that you both might need to go to professional help to work on it, that it may not be something that you are able to do on your own. And yes, trust goes both ways. I have to be able to trust my husband, and he has to be able to trust me. And since we can only change ourselves, we're only going to focus on making sure that our husband is able to fully trust us right now. Hopefully, by working on ourselves and making ourselves the best we can be, it will help our husband and our trust that we have in him. Okay. So I said that we can usually repair the trust that our husband has in us. And this goes for whether he doesn't have very much trust in us or I make mistakes and how do I deal with it? Okay, so what do we do? The first step in rebuilding the trust or just creating a better trust that you between the two of you is to acknowledge that maybe you broke it. You did something, perhaps, to break the marriage or to crack the trust in the marriage. And when we acknowledge that we did something, and we acknowledge the hurt that we caused, and we acknowledge that there's consequences to our actions, when we just acknowledge that, that is when we can open the door and our relationship can start to mend and it can start to heal. If we just ignore or minimize the hurt, saying, you know, that really wasn't so bad. Yeah, maybe I did something wrong, but it wasn't so bad. Well, we're just making the wound worse. It's kind of like rubbing salt in the wound. Only when we can face it up front and say, yes, I did something, even if I didn't do the whole thing, I did damage our relationship. Only when I can acknowledge it and accept it, that is when I can start mending it. Okay, so after you acknowledge it, you have to take responsibility. I did something. And then you offer a real apology. A genuine apology is not just, I'm sorry, okay, there I said it. It involves like really understanding what happened and the hurt that was caused and feeling sorry for it, you know, feeling sorry about hurting your husband. He's your partner in crime. He's supposed to be your best friend. And then being able to want to change and be willing to change. Again, rebuilding trust requires a lot of time, requires consistency. Words are important, but it's what you do afterwards that really matters. Just do small everyday actions. Be reliable. Be honest. Be transparent, especially when things aren't going right. These are the bricks that help repair the foundation. And again, trust doesn't come back all at once. It's something that is earned, and it's earned very gradually. And it's earned as your husband sees that you are committed to growth and change. Just because you did something right once, or two, or even three times, it doesn't necessarily mean to him that, okay, this is the new normal. Now you're a changed person. You did something a couple times, and now you're different. But even when it becomes the new normal and this is something that you are doing on a regular basis, it can take a while for the other person to realize it. So just kind of hang in there. And don't forget about forgiveness. for both of you. Forgive yourself for maybe not realizing the damage you caused or how you caused it or even how to get out of it. And forgive your husband for how he may have reacted to you and things he may have said to you in response to your breaking the trust. For someone who's been hurt, it's very natural to feel guarded and hesitant. That's why sometimes it's very hard to see that someone else may have changed. And, you know, we have to learn to let go. Forgiveness, forgiving yourself and forgiving your husband really is a little blessing. It's a gift. And with it, you can release the past and you can move forward into the future. And it's, you're not forgetting or ignoring what happened, but you're choosing to learn from it and to move forward. And when you can do that, that is when you begin to heal and yourself, and you can heal your relationship. And lastly, I kind of said this already a few times, but I will say it again. Give yourselves a lot of space and a lot of time for the trust to regrow or to grow better. Even if you have fairly good trust, or you think you do, you just want to have a better trust. You want your husband to have a better trust in you and to feel more confident in you. Change takes time. And it's not going to be linear. You know, the healing, the growth is not linear. You will have your ups and downs. You will have the times that you will succeed and you will be successful in doing what you need to do. And then you're human. You'll have times that you're going to flub up, you're going to forget, whatever it is. It's okay. Patience, understanding, consistency from both of you. This is what's going to make it better. There is a Japanese art, and I'm not going to get it right, I don't think. It's called kintsugi, which means like golden joinery. You know, you take gold and you're going to join something together. And what they do is they take pottery that's been broken and they repair it. But unlike a lot of people who are trying to repair something and I don't want to see the crack and I put it together and no one's going to notice, that's not what they do. They take this broken pottery and they fill the cracks with gold or silver or platinum or something like that. And instead of hiding the flaws, they use this technique to highlight them, making the repaired object even more beautiful and valuable than before. It is usually thought of as a metaphor for healing and resilience. Just as the cracks in the pottery become a source of strength and beauty, trust in a relationship can become even stronger after it's been restored with the love and with care. Okay, so we said that much of trust is formed in the little actions that you do through the day, right? You know, being honest and being on time and keeping your word and all this kind of stuff. But we also said that life gets in the way. What do we do about it? How can we grow and keep our husband's trust when we have such a busy world that we're living in? You know, I want to remember, but I forget. The answer seems very simple. And it can be. You put your husband first. We've talked about this before in some other episodes, but this means that you are constantly thinking about how to show your husband that you care for him. Or you can think of it on a more basic level, and you can ask yourself, how do you learn to care and eventually love your husband? Right? Maybe that's lacking. Maybe that is the cause of you're not wanting to remember things. You want to show him that he matters to you. serving him his supper first before you or even the children. Yes, the children. It's not being subservient. It's showing him that he matters. When someone pours you some coffee or tea before themselves, don't you feel like you mean something to them? When there are errands to do, do the ones for your husband first if it's not too much out of your way. Do something, anything, every single day with him in mind because you care for him. You love him. Even if he will never know, you will know you did it for him. And that is what matters. To put all this in one word, what's one way you could, one thing you can do to hold your husband in your mind so that you can respect him that you can be with him and that you can show him that he can trust you? Really, it's just respect. You want to show him respect. And when you practice putting your husband first, it makes it easier for you to remember all the things that you said that you need to do for him. And just like the marriage, when we said earlier at the beginning, trust is like a journey as well. There will be times when you don't have an issue. Things are going great and you're able to keep your word. And then there are times where you really have to think about it. And, you know, sometimes you flub up and you try hard, right? Life is just full of challenges. And whether it's because things have changed, whether it's added stress or just regular busyness of your everyday life. But by making your trust a priority, you can create this steady foundation that will help you navigate all those ups and downs together. So for this few weeks, take the time to create more trust in your relationship with your husband. And you don't have to work on anything big. And as we said, it's usually all just all these little small things. Success comes from taking baby steps. So just look for all the small things you can do. Maybe you can be more careful with your words. Maybe you can be more truthful. Maybe you can be more transparent. Perhaps finding one time each day where you can put your husband first. Over time, it'll be easier to do. And just putting your husband first will help prioritize your ability to be a more trustworthy person. And lastly, don't expect your husband to notice anything. Remember, noticing change can take a long time, but keep at it. With a little prayer and consistency, you will eventually see the fruits of your labor, and so will he.